Lakers was an abysmal 1-for-9 with 11%. Now, here's where the fun begins. Second quarter, USA goes stone cold. 3-for-13, 23%, while Lakers really, you know, lit the fire. 5-for-9, 55%. Total would be USA for the half, shooting 37%, Lakers 33%. But, you know, you got yourself a ball game when it wasn't to begin with, 22-22.
No, not at all. So let's go through some individual stats. First, starting out with, well, the Tide team. USA, the visiting USA Patriots, came out after one, and they're leading by 9, 15-6. After two, 22-22. Individual stats, Nick Fletcher, he has 4. Jake Beachy, he has 2. Sean Faber has 1. Sean McBrayer, he has 9. Brendan Ballard, the big man, has 6. For a grand total of 15, 16, 18, 22. All right, I got all the stats on that side. Lakers side of things. Evan Gasho, he has 3. Kyle Bender, he has 3. All of free throws. Jared Schutte, 2 threes for 6 points. Tyler Madison, 2. And Paul Zwemer, he has 2 field goals and 4 free throws, made free throws, for a grand total of 8. So the leading scorer for both teams, that'd be Sean McBrayer, number 23, the point guard for USA. Lakers shot 8 for 13 from the free throw line in the first half, 61.5%. USA 1-for-3 for 33%. John?
Well, you know, when Brendan Ballard, you know, we were kiddingly saying, you know, aircraft carrier, and it's true. This guy is massive. He is a force on the inside. When he picked up his 2 fouls, then all of a sudden, it took a little while, but Paul Zwemer, the post for the Lakers, that is when he began to warm up. And I'll tell you what, he's got a nice little touch on the inside, scoring 8 points. But more importantly, he was 4-for-5 from the foul line.
Well, we're going to take another quick break here. 3 minutes away from 6 in the third quarter. You're tuned to WLEW at halftime. It's Lakers 22, USA 22. We'll be back right after this.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown pride, America.
Chad's Plumbing and Heating of Bayport. Their mission to ensure the comfort of you and your family. For your homes and businesses, Chad's Plumbing and Heating only installs high-quality heating, air conditioners, and plumbing systems. Whether you're building a new home or remodeling a kitchen or bath, Chad offers his customers complete sales, service, and installation. Call for a free quote. Relax and let Chad's Plumbing and Heating of Bayport, who has been serving the Thumb area, providing comfort that you can depend on. Call Chad's Plumbing and Heating today at 989-656-7777.
989-656-7177. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.
Seconds away from the third quarter to begin on WLEW. All games are tied right now. 22 apiece for USA and Lakers. Checking around the sum at halftime, it's Brown City doubling Sandusky. Brown City 28, Sandusky 14. If that were to happen, Sandusky would be moved down to second place in a tie with Brown City in the GCC East. At end of the third, it's now Brown City 38, 27 over Sandusky. Pardon me on that one. And after one quarter in Marlette, Palm Beach leads Marlette 23-8. So if that were to be the case, if all games ended as they are right now, Harbor Beach and Ubley would be in the tie for first. very interesting.
Things are tightening up.
Just a bit outside. So it's Laker ball to start out this second half. Number 30, Shooty, has it for the Lakers. On the far side of your radio, Lakers now moving right to left across the radio. Evan Gotcha, top of the key, being guarded by Faber. Kicks it into Clemmer at the high post. Then number 24, Kaczynski. Gotcha on the left wing. Back up to Shooty, top of the key. Swings it to the right side over to Binder. Back up to Shooty. Almost thought about taking a 25-footer. No, didn't think that'd be the best, though. Evan Gotcha on the left side gets and looks like a little bit of a travel. Nope. Got a hold. We got a hold on USA. So between USA ball, or Laker ball, right in front of their own bench. This foul is at number 5 for USA. Nick Fletcher. His second, team's first of the half. Into Gasho, back over to Shooty, back up to Gasho, top of the key, being guarded by number 5, Nick Fletcher, with 2 fouls. Shooty, Fletcher, Gasho, into Binder in the right corner, swinging it, trying to get into Glummer, as much as possible, being guarded by Ballard. Kicks out to Shooty for 3, no, this one's rebounded to Lakers. Gasho grabs it, this one's short. Glummer just bats it way out, like a volleyball, and this one's kicked out. USA recovers, but then they cough it up. And number 24, Evan Kaczynski, grabs it for Lakers. Here comes Evan Gotcha. 7 minutes left of the third quarter. No one has scored this half.
USA is in a man-to-man right now, which is kind of surprising considering the foul troubles that they're in.
Shooting top of the key. Pass over to the left wing to Gotcha. Trying to feed it into Swimmer at the top of the key, being guarded by Ballard. Indeed they do. And Swimmer takes the free throw, and that one's good. Swimmer showing that he has the distance as well. And it's up for 2 for the first point for the second half. USA leads by 2, 24-22. Left side, Nick Fletcher being guarded. Passes into Ballard, picking up to the other Fletcher, 20, Kyle Fletcher. This one goes no good. Ballard gets the rebound, kicks it out to Nick Fletcher, number 5. Nick Fletcher takes the long jump shot. That was no good. Rebound, Kaczynski over to Shooty. Here comes Lakers. Shooty down the right sideline. Up to Kaczynski, over to Shooty. Resets the offense, being guarded by Nick Fletcher. Picks up his dribble. Over to Shooty in the right wing, or right corner. Excuse me, trying to get into Clemmer. Being guarded by Ballard. Shooty, top of the key. Over to Kaczynski in the left corner. Being guarded by McGregor. Feeds it into Clemmer. There we go, with the right-handed hook shot, and that one through right over Ballard, and Clemmer has all the points this half. It's a 4-point lead for Lakers over USA.
The Patriots are giving Swimmer a lot of room to operate, and Swimmer is taking advantage of it.
And we have a timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this, 26-22.
Your local independent bank branches in Elkton, Pigeon, Sebring, and Unionville are proud to support tonight's game broadcast. Independent Bank's 109 offices have provided quality banking products and service throughout Michigan for more than 141 years. Exceptional personal service shows customers are their number one priority. Their full range of financial services includes retail and commercial banking, mortgage lending, investments, and title services. For all your personal or business banking needs, visit any Independent Bank office. Independent Bank, soaring above the rest. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Some restrictions and normal credit standards may apply.
Here we go. We're back in 26-22. USA ball. Lakers lead by 4. Faber, top of the key, dribbling to his right side, over to Frere in the right wing, tries to beat the Ballard over Swimmer, who has in front of him, and there's a foul on Swimmer. Ballard's shot is good, 2 points, count them, and Ballard is taking the line for one shot. This foul is on Paul Swimmer, who had the front defense on Ballard, but there's no help side. That's the first team foul of the half on Lakers, and Swimmer's second at the line, shoot one, Ballard. This one's up, no good, rebound, Lakers. So Ballard can finish the 3-point play. USA still trails by 2 to Lakers, 26-24. 5.5 left in the third. In his runner, being guarded by Ballard. Double team jumps, Shooty kicks it out. And Gotcha on the left wing drives in the lane, puts up the runner. This one's no good. Rebound in favor. Here comes USA. McGregor down the left sideline. Dribbling into the lane. He picks up his dribble, tries to beat Ballard. This one goes untouched out of bounds. And it's Laker ball.
What's fun to watch Swimmer right now is that he's really kind of controlling the inside. They're feeding the post, and he has had no problem with going ahead and feeding the outside.
And I feel like Swimmer is growing up in front of our very own eyes. He's a sophomore and about 6'6". And he gets in the inbound pass, kicks it over to Shooty, and Shooty brings it down the court, trying to avoid the Bender's trying to avoid the trap, and in doing so, he traveled with it. USA Ball, 5:05 left.